You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back. Before we went on break, I told you I was going to get into the storyline. Now is the time to do that. 2 weeks ago, we did a show for fathers that assist their daughters in basically putting a wedge between the father and the child. This week, we're going to talk about the mothers that do that, and I'm going to talk about one mother in particular, the mother of Juanita Bradley, Mrs. Mary Bradley. My child's grandmother, to say it cleaner than that, I don't know too much about the individual other than this. I know that she lives in Beaufort, South Carolina. She used to sell wine. When I was there, a lot of individuals came over to her house to buy shots of liquor. I know that she didn't have a man in her life. So Juanita Bradley, my child's mom, didn't have her father in her life. I know at the time when we were together, I don't know about now, Mr. Tia Bradley did not like her father. Well, at the time, I didn't see that as a red flag, because if you deal with a woman that doesn't like their father, then any man out there doesn't have a chance. You may think you do, but you don't. It's just something with an individual that don't give two cents about their father. So I'm going to start this show off like this. Storyline, that is. I was looking at a show they were talking about maternity leave. And the maternity leave varies in different countries. Here in America, maternity leave is a couple of months. And Czech Republic, it's a year or two. They were talking about one place in particular. They were talking about Austria, and how the big thing out in Austria is that there are a lot of men that take their maternity leave. Out there, one parent gets a year and the other parent gets a year for a total of 2 years, and it's paid. And the only requirement is that you must take at least 10 weeks by time the one is not as one is finished. Meaning the mother is done, or whoever goes first between the father and child. I guess it's up to the individual to decide that. And I wanted to talk about this when I first was watching this program, because it was about a month or two ago, but I wanted to hold off on it. Because if it's one thing that Mary Bradley can't say, is that her daughter's child's father, I took off 3 months, and I took 3 months off unpaid leave when my child was born. These are the things, and I'm only talking about this, people, because when you talk about something you deserve, meaning if all that I've gotten from Mattia Bradley was deserved, then I really can't talk about it. But when you got something that happened to you that you don't deserve, the mind cannot process why you're going through what you're going through. As I stated to you guys many a times, I didn't know it, but this show actually became my therapy. And when I sit back and I talk about things like this, actually I get it off my chest and it feels good. But there is, the more and more and more I talk about things, the more and more I get a flood of emails that there are other individuals going through the same thing. So in saying that I took three months off, I'm talking to Miss Mary Bradley now. In saying that Miss Mary Bradley, and saying that I took 3 months off, I would like to challenge you to any of your other child, any of your other daughters. You have two other daughters. What exactly happened when their husband or child's father has given birth? And I'm challenging Miss Bradley, and I'm saying that because when one person does something, it always sets a standard. See, when Miss Atia Bradley and I was together, I noticed that she did a lot of talking when she shouldn't have. So I think this is one of the reasons why when we separated, she came at me like she did, because there was a lot of things and bragging that she told her family about, as to say, yeah, I got a good man. But she didn't tell them all the ways and how she was treating me when we got home. So the reason why I'm talking to Miss Mary Bradley here today is because Miss Mary Bradley said a lot of bad things about me. The last time me and Miss Bradley talked, Miss Bradley said a lot of bad things about me. I couldn't understand it. I was shocked that Miss Mary Bradley was no longer somebody I can talk to try to get her to talk to her daughter about these things. But she then just said a lot of bad things to me. So Miss Mary Bradley, this show is for you today. And I'm going to say some things here today. Miss Bradley, I'm going to offer you $50,000 if you can prove any of it wrong. I'll tell you what, Miss Mary Bradley, I'll give you $50,000 or I'll give you my house. I will sign my house over to you if you can prove anything that I say here today is false. So this is basically what it gets down to. And the reason why my advertisement team got out and did some more things today is because I'm going to then extend that to anybody that knows this woman. As I stated before, we're going to clear the air about this whole thing once and for all. We're going to dedicate a spot of the show to it. And once I do that, then I'm going to fall back and you probably never hear me say anything about Miss Mary Bradley again. I will keep everybody up on what I'm doing with Miss Atiyah Bradley, because until she decides that we have a child together and we will raise our child, I am going to keep my foot in her ass. That's what I'm going to do. As she tried to do to me with the court system. As I stated to everybody out there, where I'm from, you get threatened, I'm going to take you in front of the white man. Well, I'll always be waiting for that. But until this individual learned that we have a family, until she learns to be a little bit more discreet, I'm going to show Miss Bradley how to not be discreet. I'm going to keep everybody in on this situation. But Miss Mary Bradley, this show is dedicated to you because, as I stated, you said a lot of bad things about me. So, Miss Mary Bradley, if you can explain to me and explain to anybody why your daughter found the need to always beat on me and want to fight as opposed to talk, because Miss Mary Bradley, your daughter doesn't talk about anything. Her thing is she wants to fight. Her whole thing is she wants to fight. And I dedicate that to, and there's a lot of men out there that goes through this. They deal with women that instead of talking, they instantly want to start fighting. Two guys formed a group called Outkast. And Outkast made a song, and the name of the song was "I'm Sorry, Miss Jackson." And they were talking to the child's mother of the woman that they had a child with. That's kind of what I'm doing here today. This show would probably be titled "I'm Sorry, Miss Bradley," but the song was called "I'm Sorry, Miss Jackson," and they were talking about all the things that they were doing for their child. And two of the things that individual said was, "I gotta let you know that my grandchild is a baby, not a paycheck." And for all you people out there that don't know what that means, where I'm from, I gotta let you know that my child is a baby, not a paycheck. These guys are from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I'm sure in between Newark, New Jersey and Atlanta, this is the logic and the rule that a lot of black women, where I'm from, this is their thing. They go out, have children, and like Atiyah Bradley, when the baby come along, they now feel as though I have power over you, taught by the mother, of course. I don't know. I would not say that she learned this from anybody else. I would say that this is the grand rule taught by the mother. So Miss Mary Bradley taught Atiyah Bradley this. So Miss Mary Bradley, your daughter, a big rule in life was, I have a baby now. Now I'm going to go get a paycheck. But Miss Mary Bradley, like as I stated, I'm going to say a lot of things here today. And if I can't prove it, I got $50,000 for you, or I will deed my house over to you. And I'll continue to pay the mortgage so you can have a house all to yourself. I'm going to say a lot of things here today, Miss Mary Bradley. I was paying $410 a month for school, and I was picking up my child every day. I was doing homework and feeding my child every day. So when I dropped my child off, Miss Mary Bradley, around 7 or 8 o'clock at night, all your daughter had to do was bathe her and put her to bed. There's no price for that. So Miss Mary Bradley, let me tell you this. When a person picks up a child from school every day, that eliminates child care that your daughter had to pay, which wasn't coming out of child support. The meals and everything that your child should have been giving her, I was giving her. Now, that child support didn't look at that. So basically, Miss Mary Bradley, at the same time I was paying for schooling, I still had a child support obligation. Because what your daughter came up to me and said, Miss Mary Bradley, was, well, it's hard we need to start doing this together. So what I did was I immediately, the next day, went and paid to enroll the child in school and got her to school clothes, $1,300. This is what I did. Now, if I'm wrong, Miss Mary Bradley, $50,000 on my house. I was paying child support, but your daughter came out of her disgruntled ways, and this is what we decided to do. 5 months later, Miss Mary Bradley, your daughter said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. So for 5 months, I was paying $410 a month for school, picking my child up every day, feeding her, doing her homework while I was still on child support. And as a lot of people out there heard me say, if you're paying child support, don't be stupid and give something else on top of that. But Miss Mary Bradley, your daughter bamboozled me. She had me thinking that she was really going to do this. But let me tell you what your daughter really was doing, Miss Mary Bradley. So a lot of men, a lot of fathers out there, I want you to listen up real close. What your daughter was doing, Miss Mary Bradley, was she was simply finding out my life, getting to know what I can do, what I can pay, because she knew it was more than child support. And then after a while when I was paying, she then said, forget it, but the deal's off. And then ran down to child support and then tried to get me to continue doing what I was doing to make that the new child support order. This is what your daughter did, Miss Mary Bradley. Once again, if I'm lying, I got $50,000 for you. I'll deed my house over to you and I'll continue to pay the mortgage. So, and just for the record, Miss Mary Bradley, if your daughter happened to have a brain relapse, when we went to court in front of Judge Glenn Grant, when all this was said, she didn't say, no, he wasn't doing that. She said, this is what he's doing. And then a judge asked me, how was this being done? So there's nowhere in the court transcripts, Miss Mary Bradley, where she said he missed the month. There was one time he didn't pick the child up. There was one time when she came home and the homework wasn't done and she didn't eat. I never missed a day, Miss Mary Bradley. Once again, I'm going to tell you something. In the 11 and a half years that I had a relationship with my child in good standing, I never missed a day. If I'm lying about that, Miss Mary Bradley, this is a public forum. I'm bounded to these words. I got $50,000 for you, or I'll deed my house over to you. You can have it. So everything that I'm saying here today got to be truthful. So we goes to court in front of Judge Glenn Grant, and Miss Bradley, Atiya, the junior version of the disgruntled, says, "Well, I don't want none of that." Judge Glenn Grant said to your daughter, Miss Mary Bradley, "Is there any way that I can get you to accept what this man is doing here today?" She says, "No, I want child support." Now, there's a lot of new individuals out there. There's a lot of black women listening to this, not disgruntled, but there's a lot of black women, new listeners listening to this broadcast. And I'm basically, we did an advertisement, the last week, and basically the advertisement said, there was a sentence in the advertisement saying, yes, there are a lot of black women out there that wants to break down the relationship between father and child and destroy the black family. Am I wrong? As a matter of fact, Miss Mary Bradley, I got $50,000 for you now, or I'll deed my house over to you. There is not one time in 11 and a half years your daughter came to court and was ever for the relationship of father and child. Not one thing that she said was in good favor. Everything that she said was trying to tear down and destroy. Now, Miss Mary Bradley, this is the reason why I asked Judge Joseph Isabella, the cocksucker that he is, I wanted Miss Mary Bradley to have a psychiatric evaluation, because there's got to be something psychologically wrong. Because last week on the show, we had a woman call in and say, I had two child's fathers, and here you is a good man. Why couldn't I have found a man like you? This is what a woman said. So if one woman said that, and Miss Mary Bradley, a lot of women have said that, what exactly, maybe you can call into the show, maybe you can send us an email and give us an exact example of what is a good man to you. What did you teach your daughter was a good man? Because there was something that I said on the show, Miss Mary Bradley, some time back, that when you're dealing with a lot of mothers, mothers that are not in relationships, not married, you teach your children the wrong thing. And if it's the one thing that I said is there is no protocol in place when a child find a good man. This is what a lot of black men go through where I'm from. We do everything that you're supposed to do, but we deal with individuals like a Tier Bradley that feel it necessary to take us to court. And for what? Like, I'm going to make a point taking you down for child support because it makes who's looking better. I'm almost willing to bet that, as I stated earlier, Ms. Bradley had no idea all this would come out of what she did. She had no idea that a radio show would come out here and now expose what she's doing. And the soon to come League of Dads news, we're going to start exposing this on a grand scale, because what the League of Dads need to do, Miss Mary Bradley, this is what the League of Dads need to do. We need to create anarchy. There's a system that's plaguing the black community. Like these individuals said, Outkast and Sorry Miss Jackson, gotta let her know that her child, her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. I gotta help individuals understand that. Here's the other thing that the group said. And he said, beating and cheating done to a GB is the same thing. Let me help a lot of people out there that don't understand that. He said, beating and cheating done to a GB is the same thing, meaning a G is a guy, and beating on a guy and cheating on a guy is the same thing. So obviously, what he was experiencing, Miss Mary Bradley, is the same thing I was experiencing with your child. Your child has an attitude problem, and she likes to beat on people, me primarily, when we were together. So it wasn't until, Miss Mary Bradley, it wasn't until I heard that song that I started to look at your child in the proper perspective. Your child likes to beat on people. Am I lying? Miss Mary Bradley, got $50,000 for you, and I'll deed my house over to you, or whatever you want. But whatever you want, if I'm lying, because I can prove all this. Listen. We're going to finish this up. League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.